We have the Ho
and the Housewife.
And we're here for another deliciously weird episode of Stop Signs Are Optional. During the end of today's episode, we do touch on the topic of suicide briefly, and we'd like to provide you guys with the information to contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in case you or someone you know may need it. The number is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. We love you and enjoy the show.
Hey, like, this is Deb McClain talking to all you sexy ladies out in Radio Land.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I just got wet.
That or my diva cups falling out. Okay.
Oh God, the diva
just
cup.
Kidding. It's a tampon. That's a whole other story.
If you go to the bathroom, check behind the faucet. There might be one there.
Oh yeah.
The diva cup.
You never know.
That's Lindsay's hiding spot.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You want to pause it for a second while you pee?
So we can start with wine for now.
That's Allie peeing.
Stop signs are optional.
I was thinking, you know how you tell stories with your girlfriend. We're not saying her name, right? We're just calling her girlfriend right now.
Yeah, we'll just do that for now.
Yeah, I think
I'm
great.
Sure she'll be on the show in the future, yeah. But for now we'll just call her girlfriend.
I don't
girlfriend.
Know her that well. I've only met her like twice.
But this is the fun thing. Like, I don't know Dub very well, but I'm getting to know him very
yeah.
well because
no,
of
that's
this.
What I'm saying. Well, it would
awesome.
Be so,
yeah.
yeah.
You're forced to have a conversation.
Yeah.
But I feel
which
like,
which is great.
I feel like I know her. I feel like I've hung out with her more than I have through you.
Well, you had some very, wild experiences with the two of us back in the day when we were living at the Heartbreak Hotel. Trademark, mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah.
No one else sold that house recently.
I know.
It was so much fun. Anyway, the point I was getting at
yes,
was
ma'am.
That this fuckboy that you met.
Okay.
I can like we just talk about I'll tell him all of my stories. Like he could be sitting here right now. It'd be creepy for him to be sitting here right now, but
oh, that's
listening.
Why he left, huh?
Yeah, I was like, you need to go do something. Like, yeah, I can't so just have you. Like, what is he?
Because he just is like, I just want to be a fly on the wall. I was like, not this
He woke
wall.
Up still drunk this morning, by the way. And like last night, same. He was, yeah.
That's
no,
funny.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
If he was drunk right now?
Yeah. No, he told me, he's like, I think I'm going to go check out that Clevelander place. I was like, to sober up?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Yes, because that's the place to sober up is the Clevelander yeah. Bar and Grill.
That's
my God. That's not what
you need to be
happen.
Drunk to be in that.
That's yeah. just like the Betty Ford Clinic.
It is. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
My college days, though, it's crazy because, like I said, I met my girlfriend. We became friends in 2005. I've known her for like 15 years.
Your current girlfriend.
Current
right
girlfriend.
Now.
Yeah. yeah. We became friends in college, and she always jokes. She was like, I'm so fucking glad I ran into you again at 30 because you at 19 was not going to be
awesome.
A thing. Because I was like, well, pissing my khakis, accidentally accidentally setting bars on fire. I mean, like, my.
Oh my God, do you want to go to Knicks tonight?
Yeah. Oh my God. Nick's Sports Corner.
It's like right there.
I know.
We should go for a shot.
That place still exists?
Yeah.
Oh, I walked past it the other week with Tom and I didn't know it still existed.
Yeah.
I've had some good times in Nick's Sports Corner. That's where I celebrated the Cavs championship after the fact.
That would be a good one. Good place to celebrate
that.
I was at Barley House when they won it.
It's crazy.
It was Barley so much House. Fun. I was like happy crying.
Yeah.
It's probably the last time I've had a full cry.
I was in New Orleans by myself. In our Aww. Condo because Tom had already moved back to Ohio.
Oh, did you cry?
Yeah, it was emotional because I was like Fuck so yeah. excited for the city. I didn't really, I mean, I cared about the team, but not as much as other people. But like,
basically,
I was
just said, fuck you, LeBron.
Well, I was so excited for Clevelanders.
Yeah, it was incredible. I love that our conversations go from like, how's your sex cleanse going to
sex
go
cleanse.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, the okay. So I've had sex though. Like
good for you.
That guy you met.
Me too.
Like, yes.
Up top. What up?
We're all having sex. Woo.
Boom.
But I was just. I had to take the Plan B pill the other night.
Oh.
So, like,
sorry for you.
Yeah. Fuck boy.
You know. Sometimes so, Plan B is Plan A. You know?
Yeah. Story of my life, but it fucks your body up. So I'm just like, you know, heavy bleeding.
No Cleveland. What's it called? Romps?
What? A Cleveland Steamer?
No. Oh, God.
No romping in Cleveland or whatever the term is.
Fucking,
no
I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking in Cleveland.
No, but I love being around someone that I can just tell these crazy stories about.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of him being like, Why are you telling me this? He's like, I have a story for you.
Let's try so.
This is great. I love it.
Try to one-up each other.
Yeah, no, because I've dated other guys that just cannot. I mean, this, it takes a lot to be able to stand next to someone like me, I think, because I just.
Like stand up to your stories, you mean?
Stand next to me. No, I just mean like to date me or something is because I don't, I'm not willing to like change for anyone. Like I am me, fucking take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to like, you know, I've never understood intimacy in the sense where people don't want to know. So, like, I want to know everything about someone and you have a past. And thank you for all the girls you fucked because that dick like knows what it's doing because of those experiences. Mm-hmm. And like,
yeah, wow. It's
we've all lived life, you know.
It's a crazy thing because like it's like you want to know, I don't know, like I think for some people it's hard because I don't know, like
no, I get that it's because like you love someone and you don't want to think of them with someone else, and is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, which is unrealistic because obviously we're in our 30s, we're with other now, people, I but will at say the same time it's like
there's a way to be respectful about it too. Yeah, it's not like I would ever be like, well, this guy's dick was the best I ever had.
Right. Yeah, that's, because it's so disrespectful.
Yeah, no, I mean there's.
I made that mistake and I didn't realize how like big of a like, you know, dick I was being back in the day because I would like tell these stories with my ex-girlfriend and then, you know, and then
the last one.
Yeah. And then I, you know, looking back, I was like, I shouldn't have said that. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. But, well, you have to know the person.
Well, I think it was a big part of like, I had to grow up too because it was a big part of my personality because like back in the day that was like, you know.
You guys were together during some seriously formative years though.
Yeah.
Your 20s are.
20s.
People always huge. Think, I feel like, yeah, teenage years, but your 20s.
Yeah.
There's probably people listening to this in their 50s. There's probably like two people listening to this in their 50s.
You stopped yourself.
that are like, oh, they have no idea what's coming.
But yeah, you know, I get it. I can get both sides. I can get that's like, true. I can get like, you know, wanting to like share everything, but I also get like,
oh, I just mean for me. Yeah, that's a valid point. I'm not saying this is for everyone, but my personality, I don't really have a filter. So like it's going to come out at some point. And if you can't handle that, then like we should probably, you know.
Lindsay is just like my grandparents' cigarettes, unfiltered.
Oh, sick. Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Palmol's. Sponsor us.
Yeah. 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 If Palmol still exists, Palmol's sponsor us.
I think they're owned by Marlboro. Money. Aren't Are they?
Oh,
fuck. Do I know?
Give us some money.
If I smoked a cigarette right now, I'd vomit. Money.
Oh,
I've been and to think that like lately. The night I met Tom, my husband, I was smoking and I continued to smoke after that. But then I just stopped. Now the thought of smoking makes me want to vomit.
Really?
Like in this exact moment, it doesn't sound appealing. But sometimes I'm like, I'm sad. A cigarette sounds nice.
Yeah. But then you,
it happens like twice a year.
Like, especially if you're drinking the next day. I personally, when I wake up and my hangover is like, I know that I'm going to be hungover.
There's nothing worse than like making out with a dude that, although I do love cigars.
That's a different smell.
I love cigars and I do like a good cigar taste on a man. It makes me feel like I'm fucking an older man, which, you know,
same
daddy issue.
Sometimes I just like to pretend like he's Roger Moore.
And oh I'm my like, God. You know,
I'm in a shitty Bond movie in the early 80s and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
baby.
My God.
Octopussy. Woo.
Octopussy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
The old Bond movies.
Yeah.
She's like, I have no I know, girl? Fucking clue. Come on. No clue.
I'm awful with movie trivia.
Oh, me too. But like you can quote for days with movies.
Yeah.
16 Candles, see? I can. Yeah, 16 Candles
is a great movie.
Babysitter's Club.
Babysitter's Club.
I forgot about Babysitter's Club.
So good. Wait,
when they have that song at the end to help her remember the math.
Oh, yeah, yes, but I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite movie used to be Now and Then. And I just watched it a couple months ago for the first time as like an adult.
Oh, when they're young and then they turn into Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes. Right, right. Yes.
And Demi Moore.
No way, really?
Not forget. Yeah, she was a smoke show in that. I mean, still she has is. Never not been.
Yeah,
seriously.
A smoke show.
That was a good movie.
Take like a moment for Demi. we like all glossed over for a second.
Yeah, I was trying to think.
Yeah.
Which one? I was thinking of her shaved private.
Oh, G.I. Jane.
Yeah, I was thinking. Where did your brain go?
Her shaved private.
Well.
That's how it.
Now, did you just have like a slideshow?
I was thinking through? Of in G.I. Jane, she beat Margot Robbie to the punch, but like there's that scene in G.I. Jane where she yells to the drill instructor, "Suck my dick." And I was like, oh man, that's cool.
Yeah. Like, I tell so many people power. To suck my dick all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a badass move. It's a power move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it from her. I had no idea.
I tell just... people to kiss my grits, but.
Yes, you do. Okay. Okay.
Not really.
I'll take it. You do you. You do you, Boo.
Should we do some questions?
Yeah. Oh, I wanna dive in very briefly because I kind of want them like having this gag reflex just thinking about it.
Okay.
Well, God, what
should I be nervous?
I don't know.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Can we just like talk about it and then never talk about it on the show ever again?
Yeah. Sure.
Stickers.
Oh yeah. It's the stickers time. Thank okay. You. So
skirt. Can someone back hold my up. Hand while I clam?
So I'm glad you brought.
Do
that
we need
up.
To bring this in?
Because. Ugh. I'm glad you brought that up because I actually have.
Yes.
Came prepared.
On my phone.
Oh my God.
A laundry list, like a plethora of paragraphs about pitakinophobia.
Yeah.
There's a name for it. Pitakinophobia. Now I don't have to be scared. Jade Marshall talking about her therapy with Peter because she worked for the Postal Service. So she had to deal with stickers all the time. Imagine being a fucking postal worker and you're afraid of stickers. Like this poor broad. Just like.
No.
Talk about what exposure therapy.
Yeah. Right?
Is that a thing?
Take this off.
So.
That's why I'm not afraid of dicks. I've been exposed a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, Lindsay Sikora, my dear friend, is gravely afraid of stickers. Like she has a phobia of stickers.
I'm not joking with you guys talking about this.
She told me about this about, I don't know, five years ago.
It came up during lunch, I think, at work. Came up
during lunch. I was eating my...
I think someone took a sticker off of a piece of fruit or something.
Yeah, probably off a kiwi.
So we know that Lindsay buys organic because it doesn't have stickers.
Here we go. You ready for this?
I'm just you ready
for
be
some.
Over.
You ready for some exposure therapy?
I feel like it's like sex when I was 16. Go.
Oh, nice.
Just get it over with.
So, okay. Therapist Dub has entered the room, and he's going to tell you.
Should I lie on the couch on my back?
Nah, that's you can actually you relax to your level of comfort.
Can you just pass the bottle? I think that's why you relax.
Actually, hold on. Before we do this, let me.
Oh, yes.
Let's see if this picks up.
Woo!
Yahtzee! How can you not say something after that noise?
I
best therapist ever, ladies and gentlemen. I give all my clients...
I can be located at this, and this.
Oh, my God. I love you so much. The sound of that, legit, I was telling Deb before we started. Last night, Vanessa opened a bottle of champagne, and I was in the bathroom getting ready, and I legit, ran
That's
out.
That's so funny.
And it was no joke.
It's like a dog when you shake their treat.
Or just, I'm just Pavlov has, yep. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Are you ready to get psychoanalyzed?
Yes.
Cool.
Better you than me.
Let's see how bad that my job I am. So, you suffer from...
So many things.
Pitakinophobia. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but... Pitakinophobia is the fear of stickers. The fear of stickers is a little recognized phobia that affects countless numbers of people all over the world.
You're not alone.
You're not alone, Lindsay Mm-mm. Sikora. Like all phobias, it is essentially an anxiety disorder. Simply put, those with this particular phobia experience varying degrees of anxiety when faced with stickers or sticky labels. Whether those stickers are attached to fruit such as apples, bananas, or kiwis on plastic items, household appliances, or on clothing, it makes little difference. This is a phobia that can make even the most courageous person shiver with fear.
Did you type this up?
No.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps the main reason that this particular phobia is so little acknowledged is because people suffering from this irrational fear have often developed a sense of abnormality or shame, wrongly believing that only they had this particular issue.
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah, it wasn't until I met you and you researched it at work one day and you were like, it has a name. That was the first time in my life I realized I wasn't the only one.
Yeah, it sounds like a Mediterranean side dish, but it's actually a...
Oh my God, yes.
That sounds good too. Now I want olives and hummus.
Like, I'll have that with spanakopita, if I'm pronouncing it right. I don't know.
I remember after that lunch or whatever, we found one YouTube video.
Yeah.
Again, 5 years ago. Now there have since been many mm-hmm. more, and I can't even watch them because it's like, I get so... I don't know. But...
So, I want to give you a rundown.
Please.
Tell me if you have any of these symptoms.
Okay. I don't know why I'm closing my eyes.
Symptoms of a sticker phobia are similar to those of other phobias. Mm. So, Lindsay, have you ever experienced around stickers increased heart rate?
Yeah.
Palpitations?
I don't know.
Dry mouth?
Depends how hungover and dehydrated I am.
No, I'm saying like if you see a sticker.
I know.
Sticker,
yeah,
like,
I don't know if I get cotton mouth
right now. Like,
yeah, it's making me go cross.
Is this freaking you out right now?
Like, stop! No, that I can't do. Seriously. Okay, I can have the sticker in front of me, but when you're stop, when you start peeling it, like I'm blacking out.
Right now at this moment, we just put a sticker in front of your face. Are you experiencing shortness of breath?
Yeah, yeah, that's, oh my God, I was clenching my chest.
Dizziness?
Yes.
Nausea?
That's what I said. I think I'm blacked out.
Nauseous?
Nausea?
100% I get like this like puke feel.
Hmm. And this can happen in places such as shops, supermarkets, concerts, or anywhere where there are stickers, like this Airbnb.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is so good.
I'm gonna fucking pee.
So here's the thing. In terms of like phobias or fetishes, anything gets like me as a shrink, all this shit develops. I've got a theory that all this develops like at a young age. Like every Quentin fucking Tarantino movie, there's like bare feet on a woman, right? So my theory is that like when he was a little kid, he was crawling around, he saw his mom's feet, and he like sought comfort in those feet. That's why people develop feet fetishes, right?
That's awesome.
What I want you to do for me right now is I want you to, number one, take a deep breath. And I want you to take a deep dive. And I want you to think about the earliest time in your life when you encountered either a sticker or a sticky substance that caused trauma or disturbance for you.
Allie and I have actually done this before.
Really?
The fair.
Yeah.
The fair. With your stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about the fair.
Did I talk about it on the episode already?
No,
or the
just
show?
Me.
So yeah, we went to the fair. I'm so bad with ages with kids and including myself. So we'll say 4 or 5. I was probably 3. I don't know. I had these little jean overalls on and a little tank top under, kind of the same tank top I'm wearing.
That's
now.
So funny.
That's funny.
Except probably it wasn't cropped.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it's probably white. Well, it's probably the exact same tank top.
Oh, I get it. Because it's small. Got it.
It's tiny.
Oh, God, Lindsay.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so we went to this fair and we were walking around and they were like handing out, it was around, I guess it was election year because everyone was handing out stickers to like vote for them.
Right. And that's like, interesting. So it was around election year.
Yeah.
Because I know how liberal and political you can be, but go for it.
This is so awesome.
But keep going. Like,
oh my God, this is good.
You're okay, getting a free session right now.
I know. Thank you. That's you can charge expensive. Me later. I've been to therapy. I love it. Anyway, it's very expensive. She would take a sticker like, oh, is that why I get like in the throat? Is that dry mouth I'm getting? Yes.
Probably.
Yes. Also referred to as a frog in your throat.
Yeah.
Or a lump.
Or a dick. Oh, we also have.
Speaking of dicks.
I bit the head off last
night.
Does
that make you nervous?
This was my Valentine's gift.
Oh, dude, that's a chocolate cock.
From Fuckboy. Yeah, he got this for me for Valentine's Day.
Well, I got to try this.
Is it not like the best?
Oh my God, wow.
Where's the camera? This is my. I knew you were going to. This is your phone. Sorry.
We bounce. We digress.
Wow. Look at this.
Look at the veins on it.
The veins are great. The balls are small, but
you
the veins are.
You should have seen the head, though. It had like the circle. It was like, circumcised.
Was it like, where? Tell me when to stop.
Like here.
Like here.
Yeah.
Tell me when to stop.
I think it's going to feel better. I'm bigger than that. But
oh my God.
Do you think they make uncircumcised? Yes. Yes. Do you think they make uncircumcised chocolate ones?
I hope so.
Yeah, in Europe.
Turtlenecks
probably
they
need
make love too.
Yeah. I've had a couple.
As he bit the.
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's a dick.
A chocolate dick.
Stop distracting. Okay, let's get back to your issues.
Yeah, so
I'm really great at deflecting.
Stickers,
have you noticed?
They're political.
Okay, so then she starts. So they keep handing them out. She fucking sticks them. Oh. All over my money, and it wasn't like on my skin.
Who
it was on.
Stuck them on you?
Yeah, I don't. You never mentioned
my
who.
Stepmom.
Tell me more about the relationship with your stepmom.
Oh, it's terrible.
Ah,
but at that age, she was like a friend to me still because my dad.
Right.
They weren't married yet.
How do I pause? Well, okay, I'll just say it.
Okay.
You should cut it out.
Yeah, I will. Well, maybe. So my dad and my mom got divorced when I was like separated when I was in utero. And then, but my dad was like with my stepmom basically from that moment on. But I didn't find that out till later in life. But maybe I felt the energy.
Well, I think deep down.
I knew.
I think deep down the stickers are a representation of the animosity that you held toward your stepmother and your parents' divorce.
Wow.
And the fear of relationships dissolving. And like, I think the sticker, because you said many times that you don't like to be tied down. I think the sticker represents like,
I mean, I like to be tied down.
Well,
but
yeah, yeah, I was going to say, are we talking to the same person?
But I think a sticker, you put a sticker on something, it represents the opposite of freedom. Like it's like on you. And like, ugh. I think it like goes back to, you know, we're both parents. Or
I just had an epiphany.
You're not parents.
We're both kids. We're
yes, both. We actually, Deb and I have a child together, even though we've not slept together. It's complicated.
We do. Her name is Ashton. No, I'm just kidding. But like,
I love that. That's cool,
you guys, this is so funny.
We have a kid named Ashton. Sorry, girlfriend.
But I think that actually, me and my girlfriend, our kids are going to be named Margot and Freddie.
Are you going to have kids? Yeah. Are you going to stick to those names regardless of their sex?
So it's going
to
be... We're both big Cleveland Indians fans, so it's going to be Margot Carnegie.
Stop
Shut
it.
The fuck up.
And Freddie Hamilton.
Hammy.
Yeah, right, right.
Tom Hamilton has been the voice of the Cleveland Indians for
That's so amazing. Decades. I can't. I'm not going to tell Tom because then he'll be like, I want to steal them.
Oh, I mean.
Steal them.
We've always said. Like,
that's so awesome.
Yeah. I love that. Are you guys are going to have kids?
I would love to.
Really? Yeah, totally. I mean, I think you'd be a great dad. Yeah, I just absolutely. Didn't know.
I think I would be a great dad. I'm just worried about being a good father.
Okay, well, going back to your issue.
Yeah,
so,
okay. We'll
don't circle stop back digressing, to Lindsay.
See, this is... I had an opinion.
Oh, Allie.
I do redirect a lot.
Yeah, because you probably had a lot of anxiety with your stepmom growing up. And so now...
So your stepmom plays, your stepmom plays stickers on you.
Can I just... I had an epiphany. This is in line with what you're saying. You said how it... How like they don't come off.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is, and Band-Aids are the worst, but like my, okay, so like there's a sticker on this bottle of champagne. I'm going to drink the champagne. I'm going to pour the champagne. That's fine.
I'll pour it.
But it's when it, when people start to peel it. Remember when Allie started peeling it? That's when I freaked out because it's the residue that's still left behind.
Right.
Because it's like, if it comes off in one peel, I can do that. I'll throw it away. I just, it's like mind over matter. But if I peel it and then there's residue and I have to like scrape it, and you were saying how like things like.
Yeah.
Am I, does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, it does make 100% make sense.
That, yeah. So it's because this is why I have commitment issues. This all comes full circle.
I mean, here's the thing. As a shrink, ethically, I can't say this is why.
I
can say is here's an idea. What do you think about it? Like, you know what I mean? And we just talk about it and process it.
Do you think
it.
A
like,
lot of adult anxieties have stem from childhood trauma?
Oh,
of some sort?
My God, yeah. Because, I mean, the entire reason I became a shrink is because I am a absolute fucking disaster. Like, myself. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I remember you telling me that.
The best shrinks.
Not that you're a disaster, but, but that's why you.
I absolutely am.
I mean, but, I know you are, but so like, that's why we get along.
Well, you guys play it off well, because I don't know.
I mean, yeah, like, the reason I became a shrink is because, like, you know, when I was a little kid, you know, my parents split when I was like 2. My dad died when I was 14. There was a bunch of other things I went through. And like, I dealt with like, you know, some serious.
What did you just say about your dad at 14?
He passed away. He died. Okay. But.
Way to make him repeat it.
No, I'm so sorry.
It's all good. Really, no, it's fine.
I thought
it's fine.
You said my dad had me at 14.
No, it's, you know.
I'm sorry.
I've had 19 years to recover from it. It's all good.
Oh.
But. What I'm saying is, like, you know, like what Lindsay was talking about with like the stickers and like stuff like that, like everything. Well, personality is shaped between the ages of 0 and 5.
Yes.
And then
And then 100% agree with that.
And then everything after that is kind of just window dressing.
When did your parents divorce?
Oh God, I was probably 2.
So we like same. Yeah. I think my parents' divorce was finalized when I was 1 or 2.
Right.
So that's why we're so like, yeah, like the humor is a big part of our lives because we probably use that to cope with like the turmoil.
Oh, not to make you cringe, but it was like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, I mean.
Sorry.
You know, me.
But you don't have sticker issues. Curious. Okay.
No, I have much more severe issues. Yeah. But,
but if we want to call them stickers, that's fine.
You know, you got your sticker phobia. I can deal with my depression, anxiety, and borderline personality disorder. But like, you know, you knock yourself out.
I mean, I'm not diagnosed, so let's just keep it that way, shall we?
No, but I mean, you know, and this is what I'm really glad that we got to this like topic because like oh, she's texting me, let's get naked. That's a good girlfriend.
Oh my God, girlfriend, literally. Also, your words with friends is ending soon.
Eh, well.
Oh, how cute.
Oh my God.
I love her. She's yeah, great.
We'll have to send her a picture.
I'm glad we got this topic because this is like what I really want to like talk to about today is because Perfect. Like, you know, I met Lindsay.
It only took us an hour and a half to get here.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's like a Tarantino movie. You take your fucking time.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
And I became a shrink because I grew up, I mean, just as an absolute mess. Like, the only reason I got through life was because I had football to, like, deal with my anger issues. You know what I mean? And then when that ended, I didn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I remember I was sitting one day and I was feeling insanely just, like, hopeless and despondent and depressed. Mm-hmm. And I called this mental health agency because I wanted to like check myself in because I thought that day I thought it was me, like, not to be too dark, no. But I called in like, you know, like I was probably 23 and I took down like a shitload of vodka and I called and I was not making any sense. I was like, ugh. And I got scared and I hung up and then the phone rang again. It was them calling me back and they were like, oh, hey, is this, oh shit. Is this my real name? I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, you can say it and then I'll just bleep it. It's fine, yeah.
But they're like, is this my real name? And I was like, yeah. And I thought they're going to like commit me to like a fucking like loony bin because I was like calling them up saying I was going to off myself. And they're like, oh my God, like your friend's mom, you know, is the nurse here. And she, you know, said that you're trying to apply for a job. Like, is that what you're calling about? I was like, yeah, that's what I was calling. That's what I was calling about. Like, and I just like hung up. I was like, holy shit. And then just like.
The universe.
Right? And then I was just kind of like. And I was kind of like, huh, because I was probably, you know, it was about 10 years ago. And I was just like, whoa. And then just like showed up like about like a month later for like my job and just went. And then I met these people.
Did you talk about this in your interview? I'm just kidding. Is that a bad joke?
No, I talked about this in grad school, though. I was always like really open about this in grad school. And
you know, wondered if they knew,
but like I met these people and they're all going through their shit. Like they're all going through like, they're like, you know, depression issues or mental health issues. I guess what was refreshing about it was like back in the day, like you couldn't tell people you're depressed. You couldn't tell people you're feeling suicidal. You couldn't tell people that you had this diagnosis. And like nowadays I'm just like, fuck it. Like this is me. This is what, and like right now I'm very jovial. I'm having a great fucking time.
Yeah.
But there's periods where I'm like, you know, can't get out of bed. Like,
yeah.
That's just
I had someone say to me a couple years ago, probably like 7 years ago. And she said, you know, Lindsay, you probably won't understand this because you always seem like so happy and life is fine. But I've been kind of depressed lately, blah, blah, blah. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, is that what people think? And I started recently even, especially with like my own personal stuff. I remember talking to Allie about posting certain things on social media and letting people know. And I've had multiple people in the last year or two reach out and say, we're so glad that you've been like vulnerable and posting about, you know, different things that have been going on. And now with this podcast talking about everything, I think it's so important to let people know that, you know, it's not, I'm not always happy. I do have a very bubbly, upbeat personality, but I definitely have moments where I get sad. I recently was at like with a group of people and I was like, hey guys, you know, when, you know, sometimes like there's when you get sad or whatever, you know, like there's no people out there that like haven't thought about suicide. Like everyone's like considered like at some point in their life, right? That like you might kill yourself or whatever. And everyone was just like, no. And I was like, well, you're lying. But anyway,
I'm with you. Like,
Holy shit. It was like a party stopper and everyone was kind of like, oh, Lindsay, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm not suicidal right now. Cool. I'm just saying like it or, and I've like,
whether you at would actually go through it or not, somebody's always been like, world would be better if I died, or I would, you know.
Yeah, or you're just so stressed about whatever.
Yeah.
You just think like, oh, those bills would go away if I just died. Like,
that's yeah.
You've thought about life, it at some point. But the point was, it surprised me how the whole room clammed up and no one wanted to talk about it. And I get that I'm typically, well, when you're not around, one of the people in the room, like the only person in the room who will talk about literally anything. Because we all go through it. Why not make
it? We do. I mean, I think it's safe to say we all, I think like everyone does. You're absolutely right. And
but imagine like you were saying how taboo, you know, if in our 20s we could sit around and have these conversations.
Yeah.
Openly, we probably would have developed a little, I would have developed a little healthier, maybe.
Do you find in your field of work that men in particular have a more of a stigma about getting help if they're depressed and all that stuff? Oh,
yeah. And especially since, like, I'm working on the juvenile court, so it's like young African-American dudes. Yeah. So that's like even more, like, you know.
Oh my God, you're probably thriving. They probably love you.
They do, because I show up to work just fucking, like, I wore my fucking purple rain shirt to work yesterday.
Oh my God, yes. Like,
you know, and my sports coat. But no, it's hard because, you know, it's young men, and there's also young girls too. But it's
right, absolutely.
The young, it's primarily young African-American men. And I don't mean this as like a racial statement, but in that community, it's, and they've even told me, it's like known that they do not want anyone like knowing their business, like, you know, like expressing themselves.
And do not talk about that at different conferences. It's very common.
Yeah, it's a big barrier to break down. I always tell these kids, so I'm always real with them because, like, you know, I feel like they hired the right guy because, like, I'm young enough. I'm young enough to relate to these kids, and I was a fucking hellion back in the day. Still kind of am. I'm in my fucking, you know, third mimosa of the day on a Saturday. But, you know, I always tell these kids, like, to try to set them at ease. I'm like, listen, I was like, I don't want you to feel judged or embarrassed, but whatever the fuck brings you here, I was like, I should have been on one of these programs back in the day.
Yeah.
I was like, so talk to me.
So, like, you let them relate to you.
But no, that is a hard thing because these kids, these dudes, they're like, you know, 14, 15, 16, like they got put on this like hard ass front. And I tell them, I was like, yeah, man. I was like, that was me back in the day too. But I was like, but just trust me, take it from experience. Like, shit's going to catch up with you. You got to let it out. Like, it, like when I told Lindsay to belch and fart, you got to let it out.
I know. Seriously.
You'll feel better.
Yeah. I think I've talked about it previously too. Literally, I was not allowed to fart as a kid. I think I talked about it with
mom.
Yeah. With my, when around my, at my dad's house.
You talked about that in the episode with your mom.
Imagine.
So I think we reached on a common theme here where belching and farting and poop stories really liberated all of us.
Yeah,
whether it's
basically.
our love life or like
surrounding,
you know.
Surrounding yourself with people who
Oh my God. I have a personal trainer down in Florida and she has me sometimes do these like leg lift ab things.
Oh yeah.
And
you toot all the time, I'm sure.
Oh no, I got on my back and I was like, girl, this, and she was like, you can fart, it's fine. I was like, no, I'm afraid I'm gonna queef. Like, you know, like as if you like put your and then like come down with it. And she was like, oh my God,
you're hilarious.
It's true.
That's so crazy, noises though. Happen. I wish there wasn't such a stigma, though, about guys going to therapy or like having mental admitting that you're not okay. Like, it's okay to not be okay.
I just wish there wasn't a stigma about therapy in general.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's true.
I go see my own shrink. I stopped seeing her because halfway through I realized I was being her shrink because she was more fucked up than I was. Like, you know what I mean? But like, but I will say, like, I mean, if anyone's listening to this, like, you know, if you're struggling with whatever, like, just go talk to somebody. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, everyone.
And it doesn't even have to
through the same stuff.
It doesn't have to be a licensed therapist that you have to talk to. Like, be, you can be with your own friends or if you want to find a stranger, just
what
talking
is, like,
about
you
it.
You said, like, what is a helpline that people can call? Like, can we just put that out there?
Yeah, well, if you need a helpline, there's 211 for whatever, especially Cuyahoga County, but 211 is the line you can call.
Okay.
And a lot of, I think about 30% of our listeners are from Ohio. The rest are.
And let me look up the national hotline.
Oh, and that, while they're doing that, you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Quick break.
Because
Ellie and I want to,
because you're a loyal listener.
Yeah, and you have a great radio voice, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think my voice is ridiculous.
That,
but
really? I think my voice.
I think
everybody thinks their own voice is ridiculous.
I sound like a fucking Valley girl. The fact that people are like, we love listening to your podcast. All I can think is, how?
Really?
I sound like a 12-year-old girl who like happened to already go through puberty.
See, I sound like if Seth Rogen fucked a Cleveland chick and like just like.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like my voice. Like,
no.
Like,
a Cleveland chick?
Yeah, like the,
with the accent. The
Cleveland accent.
No, you definitely have the, but not the chick part.
Oh, when we I definitely have the Cleveland accent.
Yeah, like, when, we were all saying khakis earlier, I was like, khakis. Oh, shit. Khaki.
It's coming.
Cockies?
Cockies?
Khakis.
Oh, actually, quick story about the Cleveland accent. When I was down dating my freshman year, I met my buddy, my buddy Bryson White. He's this black dude from Columbus, right?
Yeah.
And his mom was in just for the weekend, just like help him like move in, whatever. And I go into his room. I was like, hey, Bryson, what's going on? And he's like, hey, this is my mom. I'm like, hey, what's happening, man? How you doing? And his mom was like, where are you from? And she was like, I was like, Cleveland. And she goes, oh, you have such a thick accent. And I just went, I don't have an accent. You people have the accent. And I just went, oh shit, I meant you Columbus people, not like you people. I was like, oh my god, 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 oh my god.
Foot in mouth insertion.
Freaked out. I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
I would be the same way.
I was so scared. I was like, I meant you Southern.
You Southern.
You Southern Ohio folks.
Because I didn't know we had a Cleveland accent until I got to college.
Same.
Like, I thought we were like the norm.
From Pittsburgh told me I had an accent.
When I moved to Colorado, everyone was like, yeah, oh my God, Lindsay.
Where's my car? My car. Husband has the worst Cleveland accent. He's like, I don't know where my car is. And I'm like,
car.
I cringe.
Cringe. Oh.
Also, I meant to say this 20 minutes ago.
Oh, help is available.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Take this seriously, guys, I promise.
It's 1-800-273-8255. That number again is 1-800-273-8255. Take care of yourself.
Please.
Please.
We want you here.
Love and peace to everyone.
And if you seriously reach out to us.
Yeah. You can send us messages.
As silly as it might sound.
Yeah, no, it's not. I can't say this enough on our episodes. We have had so many people reach out. We want you guys to keep reaching out. Please like and share the podcast, the post, tag us in things. But Allie and I receive messages all the time from people. All the times. About sharing their own stories. And it is, I jokingly said it's like open Pandora's box. I've already been someone that's like open about my life.
Word.
And whatever. And people are typically comfortable sharing their stories. Holy shit. I did not realize
it's so
how
fun,
much
though.
This opened. I mean, 99.9% of them are fun. There have been like one or two that I'm like, I didn't need to know that.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Just kidding, guys. Keep talking to us. We'll do our best to like, you know, guide you in the right direction, but mostly we'll just laugh with you and
that's all we want.
Share in the good times. It makes my heart so happy. It fills my soul. I appreciate you being here, making me laugh through my hangover, helping me.
I've been enjoying watching their like increasing probably buzz from the mimosas.
It's so much fun.
It's only been two bottles.
I think I speak for both Allie and I when I say we cannot wait to have you back.
Yes.
I would love to get creed. Allie and I are going to start getting creative too with our recordings. We've been talking about different ideas. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll, you know, go to like a Indians game or something and
create some more content.
Yeah. We'll see. I have some fun mics we can hook up now and.
Cool.
We'll just go hang out in the corner and chat for a little bit.
Oh, dude, I miss the corner.
During the warm-ups.
Oh, my God. The last time I was at the corner with you was for fucking Alexandra's last night.
Oh, she sang like, for the national anthem.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a good time.
I didn't go to that one. I remember
no,
that.
No, but they were talking last night about with Vanessa and Victor. We were saying how we went to a game and Miguel Castro, he threw me a foul ball and then like signed it. And then I gave him my business card, like a douche.
I remember that's that, funny. Yeah.
And he was texting me from the dugout.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think you might've been with us.
You could have been a baseball wife
because no, it was going to be for could've one night.
What up?
He texted me. I responded like 2 hours later and I go, oh, sorry. And he's like, where are you at? And I was like, I'm at the strip club. And he was like, okay.
Like,
well,
you know,
I gotta say, girls, it's been a blast. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me on. I'm flattered that you guys would invite me in the first place.
Thank you for being such a loyal listener and being so active in our social media.
If you guys will have me, I would love to be on again sometime.
You've been at the top of our list.
Yes. Well,
so, you know.
Did I analyze your sticker stuff enough?
Well, she digressed so much and she kept avoiding it that I don't think we finished.
Is there going to be a part two?
I'm sure there's going to need to be follow up. You know how therapy works.
That's how you build the money. You know what I'm saying? Leave them wanting more.
Look at the time. It's time's up. You
gotta
come back.
Gotta go.
You gotta come back for another session.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Send me the bill.
Is that what you do?
I'm totally on board with that. Mm-hmm. I love podcasting. I've never podcasted before.
Yeah.
This lasted like two and a half hours. As opposed to my first time doing something.
It might have to be a two-parter.
This is better than the 30 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. The first time I did something scary, it did not last 2.5 hours.
And on that note.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Peace out.
Bye.
That was so funny.
Hey, Stop Signs family. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode with Dev McClain himself. As always, if you love the show, please share it, like, subscribe,
and leave us a review. Those reviews really help us out and make a big difference. So if you like what you're hearing, let us know. You can now reach us by texting or leaving us a voicemail at 407-434-0493. That's 407-434-0493. That number will also be in the show notes. Keep it deliciously weird, everyone.